The Itsy Bitsy Spider Better Watch His Back, the young people of Syracuse, New York are singing some new tunes. An engaging music teacher is expanding the schoolroom playlist to include tunes you might already have in your iPod. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers introduces us to Mr. Songflower Man.
The first time my son came home from kindergarten singing a classic pop tune by Sam Cooke, I knew something unusual was going on in his music class.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
The guy leading this sing-along calls himself Songflower Man, or more formally, Mr. Songflower. He teaches every day here at Creative Environment Day School near Syracuse, New York, and at a few other schools in the area.
Are you guys going to help me out with my Peter Cottontail song?
Yes.
Well, it's been such a long time. Let's hear it.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Songflower Man wears bright yellow shirts and carries a flower-covered bag filled with puppets, hats, and magic tricks. His bag of songs is equally full of surprises.
He sees you.
No! No, that's Christmas!
Yeah. Easter!
Songflower Man is also known as Tom Anzalone. Back in the 80s, he toured the booming comedy club circuit. But when the boom went bust in the 90s, Anzalone refocused on performing for kids, and Songflower Man was born.
I did one show, and somebody filmed me, and it was just me being Tom Anzalone, and it was terrible. I had no focus with the children. As soon as I became Songflower Man, everything kind of, fit.
Over time, the identities of Tom Anzalone, the comedian, and Songflower Man, the music teacher, began to merge. So now he cracks up the kids with impersonations of Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Bob Dylan.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Songflower Man's music class draws from not only his comedy act, but his background in opera. He recently appeared in Tosca with the Syracuse Opera.
Oh, where has my little dog gone? Oh, where can he be?
In class, Songflower Man makes up songs with the kids about whatever sparks their interest. This song was inspired by the kindergarten science unit. In the loose improv atmosphere of Songflower Man's class, the kids often pipe up with their own songs and jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pencil.
Pencil who?
Pencil fall down if you don't wear a belt.
Pencil fall down if you don't wear a belt.
This one's called When Mr. Sunflower Wears Glasses. Mr. Sunflower wears glasses. He must have been too close to the television.
She wrote that right there on the spot. That's what I live for, when you get those moments. When they're not afraid to show their feelings and sing about it. I think it's wonderful.
As a parent and a musician, I've always wanted my kids to experience music as something more than a CD track or a Disney theme song. And I'm grateful for what a teacher like Songflower Man brings into kids' lives day after day.
They're missing the personal aspect of music. Everything's like a cartoon. They watch so much cartoons, and there's hardly anybody out there who's just doing a live show. You know, somebody who's actually a person, you know, and will talk to them and listen to them. I think that's kind of like what's missing, and I think that's why I wanted to be a music teacher. Thank you very much, everybody!
Over the course of the school year, the kids learn scores of songs, pop songs, folk songs, Tin Pan Alley, and unclassifiable originals. But to my mind, the most important thing they learn from Songflower Man is how good it feels to make a big sound of their own.
Have a nice day.
For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers in Syracuse, New York.
You think I'm